May the God of the Bible bless your life and use you today more than yesterday and use you for the rest of your life. The rest of your life. This is the one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, to use the candidate, those who make themselves available to be used by him. And maybe you say, I don't have the Holy Spirit yet, but you can seek him and receive him. And the more you serve God, the more God will give it to you. Let us go today for food for thought. The food for thought today is that let the children come to God as well. In the Universal Church, we have many groups, many activities. We have the CBC, that is children Bible classes. And also we have the groups for the preteens, the teens. I am here today supporting the teens. And the YPD, we have the group of Caleb and many other groups in the church. You can be part of these groups as well. Well, these preteens or the group of the teens, teens power group, are the group where we have teachers that teach them in their level, in their language, in their understanding. Some people say, but they are so young. How can these people that are the preteens be used by God? I rather prefer the little ones to serve the Lord than to be a tool in Satan's hand. And in the Universal Church, we take care of all ages. All ages, from babies to seniors to the elderly. And you can serve the Lord. Actually, that was the word of Jesus. Let us read the Bible. When Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Of such is the kingdom of God. We are going to pray, seek the Holy Spirit right now. Bring the children to the church, your children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, your friends. Bring the children. I know people say, my children are noisy. If I take them to the church, I'm not going to attend the service. We have teachers for babies, for the teens, for the YPD, all the ages. In this ministry, we have activities. We are going to pray now. Let the little ones come to me. Jesus said, do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit. Oh, my Lord and my Father, God of the Bible, we pray to you right now that you may use this person also to save the children. There is this young man, young woman, the little ones that are praying with us. And I pray, Jesus, that this person may be filled with your spirit, filled with your presence, whether he's a teenager, because we know, oh Lord, since the young age, Jesus was in the temple, he was serving in the temple, and I ask you, Father God, anoint, empower the teens, otherwise they will serve the devil. For drugs, for prostitution, these teens' pregnancy. My Father, save the kids. And you said, let them come to me, because people were rebuking the children, but you said, do not forbid them. So today I pray for all ages, but for the teens as well. They know nothing about life. They are 10, 12, 16, 17, 18. They are so young. And this is the age Satan attacked them. But I pray, Father God, let them come into the temple. Let them come into your presence. And let them be saved. So, yes, Lord, fill them with your spirit. This is the age. Use their youth, their strength to serve you. Bless my Father God, everybody praying, watching this video, and this person that is in prison since he was a teen. He was gang banging. He was in group homes, foster homes, juveniles, and now her children. His son is doing the same out there. Oh, Father God, and I pray that your mighty spirit may strengthen, empower them, use them. So I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands now, everybody, but today, especially the teens, lift your hands to heaven and ask the Holy Spirit to come upon you. Hallelujah. Lord, you said, let the little ones come to me. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, fill this person with your spirit, your presence. Take now a deep breath. Receive peace. Receive the Holy Spirit inside of you. Doing this to anyone days, especially for those who want to serve the Lord. Serve God, serve the Lord, and He is going to use your life more and more. All right? We are now finished this video today. God wants to use you and your children as well. Tomorrow we are going to be back with the number 20. Yes, we are closer to the end of this fasting. Keep seeking the Lord. Pray with us. Remember, prayers do not expire. Maybe you are watching a video that was pre-recorded, but you are watching now. You have prayed with me, though the video was pre-recorded, and you'll be here forever on the internet. Whenever you pray, the Holy Spirit descends upon you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.